This shiur is being sponsored by Dava Prawa, L'zecha Nishmas Yosef Ben Shmuel of Har Shalom. This shiur, today's shiur will be talking about DNA. We once spoke about it before, but I have a suffix to it. So, very interesting, very important topic. Negei many things. Negei Agunas, Negei Yerusha, Negei Avelas, Negei Mamzeres, Negei Kvua, Negei Chayv Misa, and also Negei, can you dig them up from the grave to do some DNA testing? The Tarak Desha says in this, in Pasha Shaiftim, Apishnaim Edim, Ashlosh Edim, Yuma Tameis. So from here we learn that if two Edim, Ksherim, come and made, a trustworthy Edim come and made, and the students of Bethlehem can be samach on what they say, and even with these two aides saying witnesses, you can kill somebody. They say they saw this person kill somebody else, you can kill them. And without aidim ksherim, it's not shy to mechayv soma misa. Same thing you see clearly in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Mishnah Lam Zayin on Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ketzim ma'ayim es aidim, al aidim afashis, and mechnisim ma'ayim ma'ayim ma'ayim. When they brought him aidim, when they gave din in afashis, they used to bring him in and used to scare them. Shem etayim umid, maybe he just shot stuff. Mishmur, he hurts from someone else. Aid mi pi aid. And pi adam naman, you hurts from somebody else. But you yourself didn't see that. Then we don't trust him. We don't accept aidus. So the Gemara says over there on the base, Tana Rabbanim, Ketzim umid, Aymer lahem, Mem Shema, Kach isem, Shavasa chaveh lechuva. He saw them running to chuva, Ratzdem. Acharav, Matsasim, Saipi, Yadi found a sword in his hand, Dhammar Taftav, Ahag Mufarfar. You didn't see him do Mamish the killing, but you come in a second later, and you see he has a sword full of blood, and you see the person laying on the ground. So, if you saw like that, that's circumstantial evidence, and it's not considered the Larisim Klum. And Gemara also after this brings a Maisa. Amr Shimon and Shatach, Eb and Echema, and Loisi, Echet Shivatach, Ave, Lechuva. I saw someone run into a Chuva, and Ratzi Achrav, Chuva is a place that's desolate, in bad building. So Ratzi Achrav, Reisi Saif, the Yadai, the Domai, the Taftif, Rahark, the Fafra. I saw the sword had blood on it, and the person dying is, you see, the person's dying. Ramati La Rosha, Mihark, Lazer. Anir Ato, who killed him? Me or you? Avamar Esai, she ain't dumb chamos v'yadi. I can't do anything about it. Shrei, I'm going to tell you, if you shnai made him, you must have made. Because when it comes to Misa, you have to see mamish the etzim hariga. And circumstantial evidence, or aid pi aid, or pi adam neman, or umed, whatever it is, and pi shmua, you can't kill a person. So it comes out according to this, that you have to see aidim after mamish see. And without this, you bezni can't mechayv him. And same thing for the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perichof Halach Aleph, and also Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs and Lysas of Eitz Tzadik and Echinach and Mitzvah Pei Beis. However, Tosfos and Shavuos Lam Dalel Aleph and also Tosfos Sanhedrin Lam Zayin on Beis hold that Umda helps by Dinah Foshes also. And however, the Mechaber Chosh Mishpat says clearly in Siman Tzvav Sifei. He had passed like the Rambam, and that's Mashmoisa Paiskim. So it comes out of the Dina, to Mechayv Misa, the Torah HaKadosh said before, she has to be a Pishnaim Eidim Ksherim, Yumas Hameis. And without this, he can't Mechayv Misa. However, when it comes to other Dina in Yisrael, then we'll see from many places that we're not mapped with that much. Idea Malaria is still like Eidim Gemur. So being a number of cases that is mentioned that that's mentioned in the Gemara and in the Mishnayim. The Gemara says that the Taisus says in Yevamos then hey on days Isha that Nisgaya that this is Gaya, a woman wants to come Nisgaya wants to Gaya herself, so she has to tevel. So Chaya Bezin has to see her Tvila, and it's not sneezing the Bezin should see her going into the mikvah. So Taisus gives one of the truths, and Taisus says in Yevamos from hey on days. He says The Be'ina and Shlosha Rakva calls the mitzvahs of Lai B'Trila. The really, you don't have to watch it going under the water. You really, you need three fakalot, not for Trila. And Taisit is the second Taisit. Since you do a Lakal Shetavla, you'll understand Dami. Since everyone, you see it going into the water, you don't see it going into the water, mom is dipping in the water, but you hear the more moving, you're standing nearby, so then you don't watch it going under, but we assume that she went under. So you see, Shaykh, you know she goes in the water and you tell her what to do, and there's a best of kasha standing nearby, it's still like Edis Gemura, the Gabi had Tfila. So you see, sometimes Edis helps, even though you're not there, you're not watching the whole, you don't see the whole thing with your eyes. Another raya. The Gemara in Kedushin and Ayin Gimel Beis. The Gemara says, Abba Noshim Sheyaldu Yachad. Four women get birth today at the same time. Bizman Echad and Makam Echad. The same time, the same place. So the Gemara says, the Chaya Naman is Lema. The nurse, the midwife, is Naman to say, Vlad Zesh Eshes Kayan. Let's say there was four people, four women there. One was Eshes Kayan. One was Ashes Levi, one was Ashes Nitin, and one was Ashes wife and the husband's Amamza. So she's allowed to say that this is the Vlad from Ashes Kayan, this is the Vlad from Ashes Levi, this is the Vlad from Ashes Nitin, and this is the Vlad of Ashes Amamza. So so Chai is only a woman, it's a midwife. She says there's no two men over here. So you see even without Agadish Nadim Kshayim, also helps. Because there's no other way to even to provide Emes. So maybe we trust the midwife. Because there's no reason for her to lie. So that's the second raya. You see, you don't need mamish edus gemura. Another case by kedushin. So Amos says in Ebenezer simin membei sivdalad b'shem Rashba. He quotes a Rashba saying, "V'tzichem or edim lirais nesina mamish yada." When someone's with kaddish isha, he has to see mamish handing over the ring. Or the shusa, or to put the ring or whatever is kasha, has to go to the shus. Avim leron asiyam mamish liada. So Ramos says, well, let's say, quotes the Rashi was saying, but if he mamish the scene itself, after sheshama or shama skatche leave b'chayvitz plangi, even though he hears behind the fence, he hears it saying that, but he didn't see. It's blocked off. He doesn't see. But he heard he's saying, I want you kash with this thing. Racha yotzim tachas yada. Ain't a kedushin. It's not a kedusha. Actually, you are nesina mamish. He has the mamish seat giving directly over. That's what Ramos says. However, Beishmuel over there in Sifkan Yudayz brings on a Mordechai that argues on the Rashba and says, even if you didn't see nesina mamish, you came about the kedushin. If they saw something that's mechiach, you can make like if they saw. Even if they didn't see. Because we all say, hey, maybe yichud, hey, maybe bia. So you don't see directly, it's enough. The Pisket Tshuva over there in Sifkan Yabez brings the Chavis Yor. The Chavis Yor says, and also Sefer Hamakna from the Hafla, and also Tshuva Sam Sefer Evin Ezra, Chelgal Sim Kufalov. He says, the Tainus is Doma Chazitin Rashba and the Matra. That the Rashba is talking. Only in the case where you can stop it, maybe he gave a Shema Tana. But with the Mordechai is talking, we was the Umdin Ruchach that it was a Kedushin. So Meda, so if you don't know the then it's good enough like Edis. And everyone agrees to that. So Meda, so you see in our case over here, then such a case, it would be okay, also.
Is she a
Sephik
or a Mani?
Huh? Shavada. She's a Vada. She's a Vada.
When the woman goes to the Mikvah in the Gara, does she make a bracha?
Yeah, sure.
So isn't that if nobody was in the room, they don't hear the water splashing or anything. If they hear her make the trumpet,
we assume also.
So all you need to hear is the
right. We're saying mechana, right. We're saying mechana that she did the right thing. You tell her what to do, we're saying it's enough. Okay. The Ramah says, in Ebenezer, also, it's still right to the same thing that we're talking about Kedushin. The Ramah, in Ebenezer, similar Rav, in Enesiv Bey says, that the minig is to cover the cow's face, the cow's snoot. You cover them with a veil. And you're not matvid that there's Mekaisha with a face covered with a veil. So Pesach Shuvah over there, and Sifkan Hay brings down, even though you don't see Pesach Kal B'Shas Kedushin, that she's Mekadish, she's Mekaish B'Yidia. We know this is a woman. Because you see after the Chuppah, she takes off the veil. Even though you don't see B'Shas, the Chuppah, it's okay. And Orchus Rabbeinu, from the Stiper, Chelekei, and page Yudalot brings down that same thing, held to the Rechayim. Then you kash Isha, she should have a veil or a face, even you don't see the face, and it's a good Kedushin. And same thing speaks out to Shins Yankiv and the Sivas. And you don't have to see Mamash Tzvei HaKala. Because they can aid them see, if they see them, they kash this body. And that's how the disciple is knowing. And he also brings down that Reb Chaim Kanevsky said the same thing he heard from the Chazonish, you don't have to see the Kala. So even though the Chatzchila normally were makpid to uncover the veil to see the face, but you see that Kamashi doesn't hold, you don't have to cover her face. As long as you know this is the woman, this is the girl, and you'll see her later on, there's no one else, there's no two girls walking around with a white dress, so you know this is the Kala. So Mela, even though you don't see Mami, Dia, Beloivia, is also okay. That's the third case. A fourth case we see, you don't have to see Mamish. In the Geir, Stam Cholov is Manazer. Cholov Akum, or Stam Cholov. There's a famous shul from Moshe in Yerdei Chirgav Simem Zayin. He says, when this Pekur from Memshola, you have government inspectors that come visit the farms, and they make sure that they don't mix in milk from a behemoth tomato with a kosher, you're allowed to send the chanet, and it's a mirsis, they won't mix in the chalf tome. You're allowed to, you can send the chit like a deer barura. So maybe even though there's no ashkocha there, b'shas chalima, it's served like stam chalav, and it's like you have ashkocha over there. That's what he writes in the Shuvah. So you see again, even though you need to have someone there, but over here, if you have your deer b'alma, it's also, it's a din like your deer mamish. Another case, fifth case. Huh? No, it's Chol Stam. Another case, in Chasher Mishved, Simulam and Hei Sifjadal, the Mechaber brings down the Shitas of Rambam and the Rashba, that a woman is possible to say Edis. The Ksiva says, Omda, it says in the Pasuk, V'amat Shnei Anoshim. V'afir V'amakum V'ashrich HaAnoshim, Shkherim Lahoyed. Even a person Ashrich HaAnoshim, the Kosev, Adayin Isha in the Neman, a woman is not believed. That's the Shitas of Mechaber, which is Shitas of Rambam and Rashba. However, Dramor brings down Hevi Takonas Akadmainim to the Mokosh HaEnoshim V'Gim Lirais. Let's say the place where women don't hang around. They're not on the place where women aren't there. Noshim Nemanis. In such a case, the Noshim are believed. V'chein Yesh Misha Kosev Da'afile Isha Yechida. A single woman, not even two women, a single woman. Aikarev, Aikata, Nemanim Be'inyan Hakar U'bizayin Tam Chacham Oshak Tateis, Mesiris. In certain cases, we believe a katan, a karev, ish yechida, we believe them. When it's negeya, designed to tamchacham to say edus, or other fights to them see it, it's ish ein derech lahazman edim kshayim. In Pnei Lahaz, there's no time to go. So you see certain cases that women are believed. So you see the Ramohos, it's shayach efanem, they're allowed to believe suli edus. You can't be mavar, I de edim kshayim. So you see again another case that sometimes we believe somebody even though they're not too kosher edim. We believe somebody.
What's the last case where a woman is by herself where she's not normal?
With no men around. There's no men around there. So then we trust the woman then. So you see certain cases we allow them. A sixth case. We see even further. Sometimes we trust even goyim, akoris. Go to court. It's a void in the Mishnah getting daf yod on the base. Kol ashtoris ha'ayin ba'akoris shalai v'chavim afa pisha chasmeim ha'ayin v'chavim k'sherim. If all documents that are in court and you have goyim that signed, the documents are kosher. Chutz v'gitin Hashem v'shechur avadim. Except a get and shechur avadim. But any contract for a house or for anything, any other type of business, that if you have, it's done in court and you have Adam sign on it, goyish Adam, it's okay. And the reason why? Because they take on the akoris are very zorg, very careful. They only the namanim, and my mind are shayo that they'll say sheker. So you see another case that even akoris, even goyim, even though they're not too kosher even, they're goyim amish. Not even women, they're worse. They're goyim, and still Africa believe them. And pashas people, when you look at the mission itself in Gittin, it's talking about shtoy mamas. However, the Sam Sefer writes, important is famous Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer writes in Shuvas, in Eben Ezra, Chelek Aleph, Simen Mem Gimel, he says, Akoris, Aneman, Infagunas. If a court says that they have identification that this person is this person was buried, they have a picture of the person, or whatever it is, they have some aidus to show that this person died, a court has the amanus to say the gabi agun also, not only giving the mamash to mamon, but agunus also. And the same thing speaks out to Yitzchak Hanan and Shas Shuas by Yitzchak Evin Ezra Chel Gal Simon Hay and Avdalad. And the same thing speaks out the Chuvan and Yitzchak Chel Gal Simon Al Alaf Ois Alaf. And the same thing speaks out the Chuvan Ram Shik and Archaim Simon Resh Pei Alaf. And also in Igus Maisha, same thing is Masha from Igus Maisha in two places. And Evin Ezra Chel Gal Simon Ches and Evin Ezra Chel Gal Simon Nuches Ois Beis. So we see from all these cases, the six cases we mentioned, that Ishaiach Ha'ofen, the Meikle, without even Ksheim, Mamish. Malkum was not a gay dinafash. It's a gay dinafash, it's not enough to be under the Malkum. You need Mamish to aid them. When it's a gay, or it's a gay, anything else besides dinafash, Pashas right now, should be okay. As long as under the Malkum, then it's okay. And the same thing before us in Chashemish, but Simon Tezvav. Simon Tezvav, and Siv Gimel, the Shem Arash. If there's an omdin amochach and it's not a dimaruma with samech on omdin amochach, that's what the chadda says in Shem Rosh. And not like the Rambam that says it's machmah omdin amochach doesn't help, even not by dina fashas. If it's a chuma there in Sifkan test bin al dina, we hold that whatever is omdin amochach and the life of the dying is shalom, he feels comfortable with it, then it's okay. And the same thing, and he brings down from other places also. And the same thing speaks out to Hashulchan of there in Sifkan Dal Adina. Okay, so it comes out, until now we learned that for when the gay din and fashas, you have to have two eidim mamish. Anything besides din and fashas, umdin and mocha, circumstantial evidence, in certain cases, we allow it. Okay, so now we'll go a step further. Now we have to involve even more. Let's say there's no Eidim at all, and there's no Psalm, you don't have a woman around, and you don't have a man, you don't have a woman, you don't have even a Mundur Mochach to say Eidim. What about if you have scientific evidence or psychological Echachos? Is that good or not? There's a Maitse Naira that the Sefer, a famous Sefer Chassidim, brings down this Maitse. Sefer Chassidim is Sim Reish Lama Beis. Because some of you might not believe it. So I'm telling you where to look. You want to look, you can look it up in the Simra Echelon Beis. He has a Maisa that happened to Absad Yagoyin. Absad Yagoyin, someone went to Bnei Yisrael. The Maisa happened like this. A person went to Bnei Yisrael with a servant. And he took with him a lot of money. And at that time when he left town, he went with a servant. His wife was pregnant then. She was an Isham Beres. He went to a different country. In that country, the master died. He died there. And the servant went, and he was mazik, and all the servant went, was mazik on the chasm, and he says, and the servant says, I'm not a servant, I'm the son. I'm the son. Meantime, he left his pregnant wife, and the person who died left a pregnant wife, she had a boy. Years later came, when the burn came with the gado, he heard the story. His father died far away, and the servant, well, he was a servant, they claimed he's a son, and he took all the mechasim. But he was afraid. That's a self-serving story. So he brings down, he was chashish, he goes to the person and tells him, listen, your stam avid, you not all the money comes to me, you belong to me too. He'd kill him. So he went to Absad Yagoyin. What should I do? So Absad Yagoyin said, he told him, Absad Yagoyin, the whole maisa. So the Sadi Goy told him, you have to go speak to the king. Only one who can help you is the king. So he went to the king. The king says, I can't handle this. Go to Sadi Goy. He'll be able to, he's a smart man, he'll be able to handle it. No. So he told, Sadi Goy had to take your case. There's no evidence, nothing here. So he told both of them, you hear this, he told both of them, I want to let, both of you have to let our blood. He has to have Makis Dam from both of them. He took the Dam of the servant and Dam of the son, and he put them in. He put each one in a separate bowl. Then afterwards, he dug up from the grave a bone from the father, from the dead father. He took the bone and he put it into the bowl of the blood of the Eved, and it was not Balea. The blood did not absorb it. He put the bone into the bowl of the real son. He put in, and it was Nivla, all the blood from his bowl absorbed into the Etzem. So you see, that's the same person. It's all from the same person. So if Sadia Gain took away all the money and gave it to the real son. Okay? And Maisa is that. This is a Maisa Sevech Sidim. Simon, you can look it up. And Simon Kuf, Sevech Sidim is in Resh, Simon Resh on the base. Okay? And a Maisa like this is a Gemara. It's a Gemara of Reshes. Came to say Maisa. The one has a Maisa in Baba Basin and Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says Maisa in Rabbanoi. The Isha Amar Labita, that service, a woman said, I have 10 children, but only one comes from the father. The rest of them are them. I was cheating on my husband. Only one comes from my husband, but 9 come from all different types of men. So 9 Mamzerim, and 1. Kishachev Ahab, when the father died, Amar Kol Nechai Lechadra. He said, so the father found out about it, his wife cheated on him. So he said, I want all my Nechasim to go to my real son. I don't want the other 9 together, not my children. So they didn't know which one. Which one? They all looked maybe the same, like you, whatever. They didn't know which is the real son. So they didn't know what to do. Also, the Kaimid Rabbanar. They came in front of all 10 kings of Rabbanar. What should we do? Each one claims they're Irish. And they're the real son, even. You know, all 9 are no good. Only me. So Kaimid Rabbanar. This is a Gemara. This is a Gemara by Basa Nuchesum Ralph. Zay says Zila Chavita Kimed Avuchem Adikoy Umegalachu Lahaymi Naichu. You should go to the cemetery, knock on the grave, and keep on knocking until he screams out from the grave, which one is the real son? Shach Azakulai. They all went to the cemetery. Have heard the bread loyaza, but one son didn't go. He didn't go to Ama. He said it had happened. So Amar Lekul Nisal Hai, the one who didn't want to knock on the grave, he's the real son, because he had this certain emotional attachment that this is his father. He wants to invite his father, bang on the grave. So he didn't do it. So he got it. So the Rashbam says, even though there's no Aegis over here, it's only Shudda the Dinah, it's enough to paskin for Dina Mamanis that he gets all of it. So you see from here, that you have to paskin Dina Mamanis, where a place where it's not Shaykh Edim, either scientific or psychological or chachas, you see clearly, even though you don't have any agents whatsoever.
Are the other sons considered
Mamzera? We'll get to that. Okay? We'll get to that in the Sulam. Alright, now we have to, so we got to a step. First we talk about two agents, then we talk about chachas, now we talk about a blood to tell, now we'll go further. Let's divide if a blood test or DNA can vary to paskin dinan. You can use that to paskin dinan. Because that's what the shiur is about, DNA. So a blood test itself, there's a tshuva in Tzitzur Eliezer. Tzitzur Eliezer is in Ched Yigigimo Simen Kuf Dalet, says blood test is not considered under the mulchach. And you can't be kaveya anything with a blood test. Since it's not a bodily type of test, and it's not Mnu Silagami, so maybe it's not under the mulchach. And same thing in Nishmas Avram, in Ever Ezra, Sinandala quotes this from Shlom Zalman. And you only can use it as a sniff, but to be positive from blood alone, you can. And later, and if Shlom Zalman says further, that B'dikas Dam is only Kechroi V'Safik. Okay.
Is that DNA?
That's a blood test.
What kind of blood test?
A regular blood test. You don't take out blood, it's not enough.
How would that prove anything?
Huh?
How would blood test prove anything?
Blood type. You know, let's say it's the same. So therefore it's not a good achacha. However, DNA testing is more of a beer, and it helps him out except for two things. DNA testing. What is DNA testing? How accurate is DNA testing? So I checked it out. There are three mandiomas on DNA testing. How close it is. One says it's 1 in 100 million. They could go wrong. 1 in 100 million. Another one said, what a survey said, 1 in 1 billion. And the one, another test came, another, how you say it, survey, huh? So one, it's 1 in 10 billion, you go wrong. That's how, so it's, so it helps him, so that is more, that was Semichan. What's the, let me, one in 1 billion, you talk about, I don't know math that well, so I can't tell you.
It's very little.
The short is very little. Huh? We have to ask me, under the mochach. I mean, there's more, this is, seems to be under the mochach, 1 in 1 billion, okay, that you can go wrong. All right, so let's go. Huh? This far less than 1%. Under the mochach, I don't know. 1% would be by me, under the mochach, yes. 99% is sure that'll be considered under the mochach. So this is sure. Huh? Let's not go into percentage now. It's not a game. Right. Okay, Negev Guna. Let's say, for instance, let's talk now different cases. We talk Avelis, Negev Gunas, and so on. Let's say you don't find the mace. A case of Aguna. But you find the DNA without the goof. You say it helps him matter. We pass the Ladina. It helps him matter Aguna. The more never is because the more never has a similar Zion, Sifchav Dalad. That sima mumuk b'yaisa begufai, it helps. So the tshuva from Zalman Chaya Goldberg, printed in Sefer Tchumen and Chelik Chav Gimel. He says today DNA testing is considered sima mumuk b'yaisa, not stama simen. And he says the bdika of DNA is kadusa shalom b'nei shalom. That each one has a separate DNA. Bosh should create so many people in the world, and each one should be different. You see, mamish the kadusa b'nei shalom. And there's no such thing as a simen, like a simen of DNA. It's different. So you allow to matter aguna on this mach, and it brings a raya to this. It brings a strong raya from a tshuva from a Yitzchak, from Yitzchak Hanan, and Yitzchak Hekalf and Eves a simen Amalaf Ois Dalit and Ois Ches. He says through a photograph. Yitzchak Hanan said, "Let's say they found a mace and they took a picture of him. They took a photograph of him, and." Later on, they can't find the mace, but they have a photograph of him. Is that good enough to be Mata Aguna? So the Yisachana says, you can Mata Aguna because of that. So Chaya DNA is a lot better than a picture. A picture you can play around with, can be hazy, it's not 100%. But DNA is a lot better than a photograph. And same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman in Nishmas Avraham, he says, and also Nishmas quotes the Sefer of Yashiv, that DNA is good. And he's Meister from Yashiv. They says with Semichan fingerprints. Fingerprints today, no same person has the same fingerprint. With some fingerprints and also teeth, you know,
dental records.
You sell on dental records to identify someone is dead. So if you do it for that, so Yashiv says, so certainly you give Semichan DNA, because that's even better than dental records and fingerprints. Let me just finish. So it comes out like this. If you find two parts of a body spread out, sometimes the plane accident, the chashom plane crashes, and now you want to, and the body is, or let's say you have these, Neretz Yisrael, they have these terrorist attacks, and a person's body is in different places all over, so you're allowed to put, if it's mafuza, in different places, and through DNA, you see it's all from one person, you're allowed to cover all chavka together, goes back to one person. So when it comes to Aguna, we hold that DNA testing is 100% for Lesach, and you can mate Isha to get remarried. That's the Negeya Aguna. Negeya Avelis. Avelis also, you're allowed to be Semichan DNA, even if you didn't find his body at all, but you found, and you can start counting Avelis. And also the woman is allowed to marry somebody else. Negeya Rusha. Negeya Rusha. Since the DNA is Makubu Chalayim, so Mela, he can Yashin through this type of DNA, he can Yashin also. Negeya, to prove his father, it's a father not. He can be Mechayev through DNA, that is that if he's his real father or not his real father. However, in the gay mamzeris, then you don't say it. Why? We mentioned before, Mehmet's story, we mentioned from Sefer Chassidim, which of Sadia going. He bade also the Gemara about Basra, but the woman had ten children, and one, and only, she said, one comes from her husband. So, on that, Maisa, the Rabbi is a kasha. The Rabbi is in Tov Kuf Samaches in Erechayim. The Rabbi is a kasha, Sifkon Tezvav. He says, why didn't Rabbi Noah do the Eitzah of Sadia going? Why didn't he do the Eitzah of Sadia going? Take blood from the children, and Babasa, he'll take the blood and take a bone from the and see what's Balea, what's not Balea. So he says like this: this teretz is the Yisraelik teretz that through if you do an Yisrael Sefer Chassidim, you mezgala that they're all mamzerim, that they have nine mamzerim here. Rabbi Noah didn't want them to be mezgala that they're mamzerim. However, the story of the Noah was only Haydot Sniusa are more than the other ones. So that's Yisum, the Shudda Dedaina, like the Rashbam says. So even though there's a Umdun Amuchach, there's a Umdun Gedaila, that's a Mamzerim, but we don't do any test to Megala the Mamzerim. I know the idea, the Ramosha, when he had cases, we had to check Yichas of somebody, we used to check Yichas, we saw already, he's going to find out. He's going to find out that the person's a mamzer. He was in South Yod. He was Maimon in the Shiloh. He said, let different Rav look into it. Wherever it is. Maybe they'll. He was in South Yod. If he saw it's leading to show that someone's a mamzer, so he was in South Yod. I'm too busy. I can't do the case. Whatever, he's in South. He finds some excuse not to handle the case. The reason is because he doesn't want to say this person's a mamzer. Same you say. So, why not? If that's the din. Why am I fast the person's a manza? So people will know you shouldn't be mischatim with them and you shouldn't be mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. So the answer is Yisrael Gadol. There's a Shuvah Rivash. Rivash is in Chelgvei Simitov Memzayin. He says, whenever you can tell that the vlad comes from the husband, even at Sarah Rochav Yaisa, it's just, you know, even less than 1%. But if you could be in a way to matter mamza, even if it's a far fetched and so on, still we matter. And he brings down from Nevi Yehuda, and the same thing says called Nevi Yehuda. Nevi Yehuda, Madur Kama, and Ebenezer Simson Tess. He brings down a Maisa. A man was married for 7 years, didn't have any children, and he got very sick. He got deathly ill. He's about to die. He's very sick. He was laying on his deathbed. His wife went to the mikveh 3 days before he died. And later she had a child. And they said, and people were saying, the woman in the community was, she was Zamsa. Zakhtan Yehuda says, the vlad is kosher, and she's not Zakhuk Levin. And he says, Kama time into Matar Mamzeris. And same thing speaks out to Nebi Huda in another place, Madur Tinyonim, Nelson Beis, he also said to Matar. There's also children from Seifa. Sam Seifer in Ebenezer Chelagel Simi Yom Gimel. Also, he's matriarch to find a heter not to make a person children mamzerim by Isha Shazinsa. And the same thing brings down a Masham. Masham brings down a Maisa in Chelagimel Simi Kuf Mem Aleph. Masham brings down a Maisa, a woman didn't have children for 5 years. In essence, she had two children, two boys. And she was nechshedes that she lived with another man, and the two sons looked exactly like the Naya, like the person the choshe was Naya, looks exactly like him. So the masham, this is shalas to masham, the children mamzerim or not? She couldn't have, he couldn't have, she didn't have children, and plus she was zanzer. There's a rumor she was zanzer, and the two boys looked exactly like the men who the choshe she was zanzer with. So Dr. So Masham Paskin, the Vlad is kosher. The Vlad is kosher. Even though it says that the children look like the Neshek, it's Norai Zonsa. Why he brings down this famous Medrash? There's a Medrash Rabba in Pashas Vayetze, in Perek Ayin Gimel. And also, Medrash also is in Pashas Nasai. Says, bring down a Maisa that someone had a picture, a nice picture on the wall. a nice picture on the wall, and
black.
It was black, right? It was black. It was a Schwarzer, a picture of a Schwarzer, and then she had a baby, looked Schwarz. So they went to the there was a chashish that she lived with the Schwarzer. So they asked her, the rabbi asked her, do you have any pictures in the house? Yes, they have pictures of Schwarzer. So we're seeing the Schwarzer b'shas tashmish. So maybe that's why you have the Schwarzer, because here machshava. So that's what happened. You don't say shezinsa because we say roy bia tachabal. Let me finish. One more raya. There's a tshuva in Ein Yitzchak. Okay, the same thing. I'm just being strong raya's this thing. Ein Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph Evan Ezra Simavav. He says a woman didn't have children for 10 years, and the call went out that she was in the yachid with another person, with a worker, and after she had a child, and even further, the husband says she was married to me, that the child is not your child, and they got divorced. Afterwards, the Baal married another woman and didn't have any children. So you see, he didn't have children for one of the seven. He didn't have children, so this child must be certainly a mamzer. So the Chanan Paskin, Ladina, you don't need Chalitza, and Rabbi Zachabal, and Ish is not Namanis. She said she lived with someone else. It's the Mishnah Achrena. She has no Namanis. That's the Yitzchak Chanan Paskin. And the same thing, Ramashi writes in Tshuva, Evan Ezach, and Gimel Simon Tess, that we say, Rabbi Zachabal. And same thing, Rabbi Yashiv writes in the Tshuva. Rabbi Yashiv is in Tshuva, in Chelek Aleph, in Akkaib's Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Simon Kufam Hei. He has Shaila, that a woman said that the daughter that they had is not from her husband, it's someone else. Even though you could do DNA, and can I hate who's the father? We pass like this Rashash, that there's no Adis, you don't do Bdikas DNA, and the last kosher. And Tom likes to say from Rashash, that what was Rashash that we said before? That we're not Mabam Zayim and Kaisol. So maybe we assume Rabbi Sachabal, and that's it.
The dying has eliminated everything. So yeah. Now, if I come to you, the dying, and say, how do we know a kid is a mamzer today? There's no way.
There are ways to know a mamzer, but we don't try to revive mamzer. What? No. Let's say someone's married, a woman's married.
Yeah.
Let's say a woman's married,
right,
and she doesn't get a get. And she lives with another woman, moves out of town, lives with another woman, and for the next 5 years, then she has 2 years later a child. Then for sure you know it's a mamzer. We're talking about over here, we have only circumstantial evidence. We don't have klar yedia. So that's where your Moshe comes from the same thing like all these Jews you mentioned. That we don't, when we have a shaila, if it's going to come into mamzer, we don't do it.
But let me bring
me one more raya. What?
You're allowing people to marry you?
Yes, they can marry. No shaila.
L'chatchila.
No problem. No problem. We see even more.
So the kid could be a mamzer, we're just not going to do
that. Right. It could be, it's possible.
I know about it.
No. All right. But we see even further. We're going further. These are Chedushim G'daylam. Even further. The Nishmas Avraham and Ebenezer Simadalad. He brings on Maisa that two children were exchanged in the hospital. You know, you go into a nursery, they made a mistake. They exchanged two children. And they made up Dikas Dam, and they saw that the Dam is that the Dam is not Shaita Zugasheni. So Shlomo Zalman says, if this Vedika is the Mekubal Chalayim, like DNA, you can send a Chanit and you convey that this is the real father. To Mechayivim or to Padrachim Zainas. Or but to Kaveya, there's a Mamza to Zvedika, you cannot be Kaveya with DNA. Wherever there's a Shoresh Yechaikas, that you can avoid, there's not a Mamza, you should say that maybe she's instantly Akum. She got pregnant. The din is, let's say she was Nizana, but maybe with a guy. The din is, the Gemara says in the Yvamis Memheim Beis, the Gemara says, Akum Abobas is so. Then Pnuah ben Eshesish, the lot is kosher. The lot is kosher. It's not a mamza. It's not start from a guy. So only by Dina Mamas, you're allowed to use DNA. And the Chiddush is the same DNA. Kim Echayim Mzainis, the part of Mzainis, but it can't be Kaveh Mamzeris. That's the big Chiddush over here. So it can be Kaveh Mamas kaveya to kaveya to chayv mamonis, but cannot be kaveya mamzeris. Because kaveya mamzeris has to be through either Rav says Yaka, he says my child Areza be namzer, or it has to be through Edom. It doesn't have to be Bdikas DNA. And Moshe says further, and Moshe says in Igis Moshe, Ebenezer Chevdal, Simeon Zayin, Anafov, that even to me, to Miyuta, still Chazal say, it's still Chazal said, it said, you have to have two Edom, and you don't make a son into a mamzer. That's why it's Yidua. The Rabbanus HaRoshes, they don't, you do B'dikah in Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanus HaRoshes will not do any DNA testing to find out if a child's a mamzer or not. That's official policy of Rabbanus HaRoshes in Eretz Yisrael. They don't do DNA testing. They don't do any DNA testing to kaveya mamzeris or not. Other things, yes, but not the gabe mamzeris.
The woman believes that
her
kid's a mamzer?
Huh? The woman's not believed. Only man. The woman's not believed.
What does the Zion mean by two Adam? What do you see? What are the
two Adam? Huh?
The Zion just says, oh, mamzer is only when we believe by
we see her. Well, we see her.
You could just.
It's something like that.
But you don't see it.
You don't see it, then it's nothing. Nothing. All right. The marker for this whole thing. Where's the marker? In Chazal, in the Gemara for this whole thing, the Gemara brings down a Maisa in Yevamos Peyon Beis. In Peyon Beis, a woman, her husband went to Medina Sayam, and he stayed out of the country for 12 months. 12 months, and she had a baby. 12 months. Normal pregnancy is 9 months. It's until 12 months, and the Gemara says they're a Masha. The child's not a Mamza. And the Mechaba in Ebenezer Siman Dalet Sif Yudalet brings down. This is Lashon of Mechaba. Her Isha Shayibayla B'mdias Hayam Mishoshom Yaisim Beit Chodesh. A woman, her husband, Isha, her husband went to B'mdias Hayam and was there for 12 months. V'yoda Achayu Beit Chodesh Avad Mamza Shein Avlad Shoy B'meima Yaisim Beit Chodesh. Because a baby doesn't stay in the mother's stomach more than 12 months. But less than 12 months, it could be, it's not a Mamza. And that's why Moshe Meisef. Have a turkey based chaydesh ain't locher. I mean, in dishtai, it stayed longer. Kolkach meima. So that's how it stayed longer in the mother's stomach. So you see from here that even tamir to miyuta, how old a woman gets is pregnant? 9 months, 9.5 months, 10 months, or more can happen. But 12 months still tamir to miyuta, and we say it's not a manzah. Chacham wants. Why did Chacham say it? Because they want to save the Shemim Mamzerim and Kaisal. And he did everything with the other team, my Mamzerim. Even though the Beis Shmuel over there in Sifkan Yuzayin, the Chachzachaykah there in Sifkan Yuzayin argue, and they say that you don't say Yishtai, however, Mashmoy Sapaiskim, they pass like the Mechava. Bechlau. A place where he came in via was not mavur if he's a mamzer or not. You can say chanu amor. There's a amor and have an edison base sifhei. The amor says like this: mishpacha moedik amor. People don't know this amor. Amor says mishpacha sheyesh ba psul. A mishpacha that has a psul. Then you do a rabbi. No one knows about it. No one knows about it. Kimish a nitma nitma. No one knows about it. Keep quiet. Don't say anything. Vayedaya. Vayidei psula, and you show the galut. Someone knows this woman is pasul. You now mem galut. Ella yanichena bechesek sheira. Let us stay bechesek sheira. Shekol amishpacha is shidmo beisog shem lasid lavei. Because in the future they'll all become kosher. And 1 second. And in the same from Messiah Moshe in Chelagalv page Shinsad Galv, he says even the man himself doesn't know that he's a mamza. You don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him anything. And you don't have to make out anybody else. And if the Rav knows, thinks that this person is a mamza, he shouldn't say anyone say anything to he shouldn't say anything to anyone else. He shouldn't be misadik kedushin, but he shouldn't say anything. Why? Because shekol mishpacha shenitma b'sog shem lasid lavai. Our kozman she's avu. But let's say they didn't get mixed up, didn't get remarried already. Megalim apsulim. So you see, and Emerson is a Rambam Pishur Shnayas in Idris, and also Rav there, and Rashash quotes this also. So So it comes out maskana of all we said until now. It comes out maskana that by din and farshis and bamzeres need eidim mamish, and you're not semech on DNA of anything besides that. Besides that, Beirusha, agunis by them with semech on DNA tumvayad emes. And the reason why din and farshis and bamzeres is different, we're not semech on DNA because the Torah Gdusha wants to save a person ritzeh and not timah b'mamzerim in Kli Yisrael. Now, one more topic I have, then I'll take questions. Can I wait? Yeah, okay. Another shayla, interesting shayla. What's the din if you're allowed to take a bone out of a grave to find out if the woman is Jewish or not? In other words, you take a bone out of a grave, test the DNA to check out if the person is Jewish or not. What's the case? What's the case? A shayla came up at Beis Din Eretz Yisrael. Interesting shayla. Came up at Beis Din Eretz Yisrael. A girl came from Russia. She was engaged. And she is getting married in Eretz Yisrael. She wants to get married in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis Din start checking the yichus, if she's Jewish or not. If the girl is Jewish or not. She had a grandmother. Ready living in Eretz Yisrael. The grandmother preceded her. She was in Eretz Yisrael. Her grandmother. She really was in Eretz Yisrael. And she brought raya's that she's Jewish. And not she's Jewish. Her mother is also Jewish. Now the great grandmother of the Kala is also Jewish. But the grandmother is not alive anymore. The Beis Din checked through the tick, you know, through all the information they gave, all the information. And it was nevertheless suffix that maybe the grandmother of the Kala, maybe she's adopted. She's not the real daughter of the great grandmother. So there's no raya. If there's no raya, the grandmother's Jewish. Grandma's Jewish. So then make Kala been comes out according to this. The Kala could be also not Jewish. So maybe she can't get married. Suffer she can't get married. However, there's an eitzah to raya's. There's eitzah to raya's. If the grandmother opened up the grave of the great grandmother. And take out from her some DNA to inquire if the grandmother is Bemis' real daughter or not. To do it today, take out from the bone, check it with the grandmother, and see if it's real, if it stems together. She's a real mother or not. If she's Jewish or not. Or maybe she's only adopted. So maybe she can't get married only through Geiris. And since she's not Shem B'Tayim Mitzvah, this girl that came from Russia, so Meila Geiris not Shaykh. So Beis Din wanted to take out from the great grandmother a bone from the Gagadol, the 10 centimeters, is about 4 inches. And if that's not possible, at least a small bone to take a small off the Kever and check with the DNA if it's, and check with the bone to see if it stems, if she's the real daughter of this woman or she's just adopted. The grandmother with the great grandmother. Grandmother's alive. The great grandmother is dead. So they take out the bone, something from the great grandmother, and they compare it to the if it stems with the grandmother. So you know that they're Jewish.
It's going to be the same. You don't know who the grandmother was from.
Huh? We know the great grandmother was for sure Jewish. The question is, if the grandmother was Jewish, could be she's only adopted. Okay. And maybe since she's adopted, she's not Jewish. So maybe the granddaughter is also not Jewish. Okay? Alright. So, Chayetz Tolei, Imachoykes HaPoiskim. If you're allowed to send on this Bedika, there's a Pitzke Tshuva in your Yeridei Hashin Samach Gimel Sifkon Zayin. He brings Imachoykes HaPoiskim. If you're allowed to, are you allowed to open a grave? Timata Aguna. The woman lost her husband, and she doesn't know. She has no proof that he's dead. So she wants. She thinks that her husband's buried in this grave. Can you open up the grave to matter to get married to save from Aguna? So the tshuva and shivat tiyum. That's the son of Nevi Yehuda, and Simon Samagimel Samadalim Samchei Samvav. It's 4 tshuvas, and he says you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to open up the grave because you're menavel the mace. Because maybe who says this is her husband? Maybe it's a different mace. And Nivon mace is Issa Menatayah. and the niver could be bechinam. So Mary comes out in the tshuva and he says, you're not allowed to. Then he quotes, the Pesach Shuva quotes a tshuva about tshuva me'ava that argues at the end he's masking the tshuva seem that you're not allowed to. You're not opening the grave. However, the Pesach Shuva quotes a tshuva Knesset Cheskel that says for pshitas they allowed to open the grave to Mata and Aguna, to Mata get married. One second, let me finish. Same thing speaks out Maral Diskin. Maral Diskin is in Siman Amal Aleph, in Tshuva. He says, Mr. Shaila was asked to him, the same type of Shaila. He says, Mutta. And he says, a Kavachayma. Listen to this Kavachayma. Why it's Mutta? He says, by Pasha Saita, Yilati Merchik to Shem Hashem, was next to Fiktusha. And Yilata, out of Suffolk, that maybe she didn't do Avera, maybe she did this. Out of Suffolk, maybe she did Avera, and she'll die. And still, after P. Kane, Yalti Merchik Shem Hashem. So he says, this is what Maral Diskin says. So Kavachayma, over here, to allow this woman to get remarried and kind of mitzvah, have children, have mitzvah shevet, you're allowed to do it. That's what the Maral Diskin says. And he says the same shayla came to his father, Rabbi Yamin, was a big tzaddik, a big guy also, and he passed him the same halacha also. This is what Maral Diskin says. Also, so the Chashuch Echemed, the Basa Kufnun Darum now says that this Maral Diskin is a Chiddush Gadol, because the Chaya. The Inyan of Godel HaSholem is only to Bnei Riv Men Ish Lishtai, between husband and wife, to Bnei a fight. So that's why, because he says, the husband claims you're Mazani, he says not, she says not. So that's why you have the Saita. But here it's even further using this. The Maldiska Zuchayesh, even to Bais and Bais, never be sold. To get married, you also in Merchik Shem Hashem, since the Ramatha Manava makes to that she's allowed to, she's allowed to build a house. Emerson, it's a what? Huh? He's saying no. He's saying it's a chiddush. It's masking. He's masking. He's asking. Before, let me just finish. Huh? So I said, but you couldn't. She wasn't Shem Shabbos. I said you couldn't, because she wasn't Shem Shabbos. So there's no way to do. She wouldn't be able to get married. All right. There's a birchas arash on the sechta brachas. Listen to this gemara brachas. Famous gemara. Huh? That was mutter. One second. So far. There's a Bechas Arash and Sechta Brachas and on the base on the base. The Gemara brings a Maisa with Chana, famous Maisa. Chana Eshet Akana, she didn't have any children, so she told her Rabbeinu Shalom. She went to the Kaddish and she told her Rabbeinu Shalom, you know, she told Rabbeinu Shalom, if you make my tefillah, you give me a child, good. If not, Erech V'Estesef the Akana Bali, I'll go into a room with another man. I won't let them. They came to Mestasa. Since I'm another man, they'll make me. I won't do any avera, but they'll make me drink. They'll make me drink meisaita. And Gemara says, if you matter ice to us kaplasta, shenixin this is her. That if it comes out that you didn't do any avera, did your zechut have children? So that's, I'll get have children that way. I'll do this way to get children. This is Gemara and Brachas. So I asked her, huh? Extortion to the Rabbeinu Shalom, right? Yes. So bichas arash, ask the kasha. You hear this? Here's the kasha. He doesn't understand Chana. How could she go to Chikas Hashem? She knew she was innocent. She knew anything wrong. How could she go to Chikas Hashem? It's the Minatayah to cause the Shem Hashem to be Nimchak. She knows she didn't do anything to the Asana Baila. So Zotah Bechas Arash, that since the Allah is that if you're married 10 years, you don't have children, the husband could divorce you. And she'll be all alone. So as it says, it's like to do Sholem. To see Shalom in Ishtai, you see also like the Maral Diskin, Yilati Mach Hashem Hashem also. You see Yilati Mach Hashem, even though there's no disagreement in husband and wife. There's another tshuva. There's a tshuva in Shalom Meshev. Shalom Meshev is a Chedek Aleph, Madur Kana Simre Shalom Aleph. He says, Mamash like Maral Diskin. He had a Maisa like this. A Maisa happened that someone drowned in a river. He drowned in a river. And they buried him. They didn't look for any simonim. They buried him out simonim. Patronim. They buried him out with simonim. A woman came and she said her husband around that time disappeared around that time, and she has a simon from her husband. What's a simon? One of the fingers she could tell a simon, and one of the feet she could tell a simon. There was some mum on it that he could tell the simon. So she wants, they should open up the grave and see if this is her husband or not. So she's not Meinaguna. So Shalom, the Shalom is the Shalom Meshev. So Shemeshav answered, you're allowed to open the grave. Even though there'll be nivel, you have to dig up and you have to tear the body apart for the man who's buried. But Kadesh, you should not remain aguna. And also, the children should be able to say Kaddish on the father. And also, the nivel on mates is us, it's only when you're doing bechinam. But Shalai Letzayach, and Shalai Letzayach, and Mechavim to Menavlet. But here you're doing to save a woman Chav Le'igan, it's Tzar Golan, it's okay. And he brings down the Shiv Tzion that says not like that, and the Shalmeshav argues on him. And he says, anything that's a Chvaydai, there's no list of Nivon. So it comes out according to this, this Kal also, she's begetting Aguna also. So she has to get a good, she can't get married. Why? She can't marry a Jew, because maybe she's a guy. She can't marry a guy, maybe she's Jewish. So Mela, Yisamech and the Shittas are Meiko, you're allowed to take the etzin, allowed to take the bone out of Keva to see if the great grandmother and mother if it stems. However, Nineas Zaiti, that I spoke to people who work in DNA. DNA, today, you don't have to say, today, you don't have to take a bone out of a grave. If you have no grave, you don't have to take a bone out. All you have to do is take out a little bit of blood, or take some skin of the mace. You just go to the, you have to cut up the mace. Just get to the, dig in the grave, and get to some of the skin, and just take a piece of skin. And with that, you can do the testing, it's not sitting on mace. What's my right to this? This is the true niggas Moshe. The Moshe in Yerideya, in Sai Simon Kuf Nan Aleph, he says that if you want to take out from a mace some lachluchas, or take out a little bit of blood, you're allowed to do it, it's not sitting in our mace. And it's matzit tu bezmaneno. They do it even for life. Life people take out blood. So Mela, you can even after Achamayson, you can take out a little blood. And so, I think who I didn't also remind to take a little bit of skin to see the DNA. And even a little bit of skin, you could see.
Decompose it.
Huh? But still, you could some skin you can get. So Mela, if you can get some skin, it's enough today for DNA. So Mela, so yeah, it would be okay. They don't be kuliyama. They won't be shy of nivla mes. Now I'll take questions. Moshe, yeah.
Okay. Good morning, Bob Astra. You have this woman said that all 9 of her 10 kids are under there. So I wonder why the kid himself isn't the police to find out if he's a mamzer, whether he's 11 go in the car.
He's not required to find out.
If you have when you step an animal, you check for traces.
Yes.
It's right, they're not. But the answer is it's a meal hamatzli.
Yeah.
This is no worse than meal hamatzli. You have a woman saying, I have 9 of my kids are not.
She's not, she has no money. It's a foolish Ramah. She has no money.
So why would they believe with the money?
Huh? So two things. One has to do with this. That's two separate things.
Some of them have enough that the kids should not do
it. She's a foolish. A woman comes and says, clearly, my son is a mamzer. She has no nemonis. It's only been a man. Yakir, the father, has a right to say. A woman has no right to say. Doesn't make a difference. This is the halacha. Next. Yeah. Huh? Lechatchila, yes. Yes.
The comment to the partner now for a gunner, he said that if you're not the
photograph.
Yeah, photograph. Nowadays, it's very easy to alter a photograph and do whatever you want to it.
So today, might be awesome. We're talking about this, that the photograph was. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Was a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, so you had a question. What? Huh?
What's
Issa Minatayah? I don't know, Pasuk, but everyone says Issa Minatayah, it's a novel mace. I don't know. I took a look over it. It's not a novel mace. Because it's a Lai Solon. You're not allowed to mace. See, the novel mace, it's Nichol in Lai Solon. Huh? It falls in that curve, it's a Lai Solon. Yeah.
What happened with the case near Shlaim with the girl?
And the girl?
Not.
I don't know the Maskana. You want to know Maskana also? The Stam they allowed it. They are. The Bezin Eshesol said that they should take out a bone. At that time, they take out a bone. Today, I said you don't have to take out a bone, just take out some skin. But they allowed to take out a bone. Yeah.
Girl,
that I don't know.
She's going to get married. She's going to live a life. Be a tyrant. And this is a woman who worried about a guna.
Why not? She's better marry a Jew than marry a guy. If you find out, what do you mean? It might be Mekayev. It might be Mekayev. It might be Mekayev them.
It might be, yeah. Right? So yes. This is the Mormon who could have been worried about.
Doesn't make a difference. You have to help her. She's a Yiddish. If she's a Jewish woman, you have to help her. You have to help her. Yes. I'll tell you an interesting story. We have time for a story. Yeah. I'll tell you an interesting story. Can you talk a shidduch between two non-religious people? They're not going to be firm. So the tshuva, there's a tshuva in Meshach Dovah says you're not allowed to. Why is they either? They can live where they can live. So I asked this for Moshe. So, it's a whole story, but I'll tell you a story. I got a call once from St. Louis. This many years ago. Must have been only 30 years ago. The Eish HaTorah in St. Louis had a dating service. You know, before the computers, you know, all these so they wanted to. So they had their shiloh was, can they keep, they had advertised in the college newspapers that if you want to meet a Jewish girl, call this number. So they called me up. Can they keep it open on Shabbos? Because people call on Shabbos. So I said, before you ask a shiloh about Shabbos, what about you putting shidduchim non-two largest people? They said they never thought about it. So I said, go ask your Rosh Yeshiva with Noach Weinberg. So they called Noach Weinberg. So Weinberg says, I'm afraid to ask this Netzol. Tell them I'm afraid to ask for Moshe. He's a time for Moshe, ask for Moshe. He said, I guess Netzol the last says. Tell them to ask for Moshe. So I asked for Moshe. So Moshe says, Adarabba. They should dafka talk like this. At least, if they get married, at least the children will be Jewish. So next generation, maybe you could save them. Moshe ain't Cain, if they marry Goyim, then they're completely cut off from Kali Yisrael. That's what Moshe answered me. Which is Emes Lamita. Does that answer your question, Aaron? Huh? That didn't even come back to me about that. Okay. Thank you.
Wasn't
there by the nursery?
We had
one
of those two babies
got
mixed up. They did test it, found one of them.
Right,
yeah. Well, Mamzeri is the rice. Don't get the rice from the Puma. Why? You should only worry about Mamzeri. What do you mean you want to be
the rice from
Mamzeri? You don't look for a way out.
But that, the bunch at the Chmanis on Klai Yisrael, and didn't want to be Mamzeri on Klai Yisrael. That's what you see achacha. Hishnayim Edom. You need Edom. And for Mamzeris, you see that your Shai says you didn't want to go check to see if it's a Mamzer or not.
Is it not true Ne'emar when they get Edus?
Depends for what? In the court. In the court system, possibly.
For example, right when the person goes in to become a Gioras,
yeah.
And the basement is outside, but just hurry to start.
We don't pass on that. I just bring a riot from crisis. We don't. You have to be inside. You have to watch. We watch.
They
have a sheet. They have a sheet.
Oh, so they do watch, because otherwise, because
yeah.
If she's
a student, right, yeah. Yeah. We do watch. Lacha, we do watch it.
Because of that reason? Because up until that point, she's in non-Jew.
Because as long as you could, she watches. Either way, you put a sheet, and that's it.
So why?
We have a special sheet that has a hole in it. Oh, yeah. Put in the.
See, but not because she's non-Jewish up until that point.
Right, yeah, right.
Is that part of the question?
What?
Because she's not Jewish until she does the tefillah. So
yes, sir.
It's an edus of a. You know, if she just says I did it,
yeah.
then she's not Jewish.
Yeah, where is we don't pass by that test. Okay, thank you.